Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Yolanda. How may I help you?
How you been, Yolanda? What customer service is this for?
Different companies and different products.
I'm trying to figure out why I keep getting these text messages trying to talk about you winning some iPad. The more I delete, they come with a different number. So, you know what? Let me sign a number to call you. I know it ain't you. I know it ain't so. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to figure out who and what. If I want an iPad Pro, just send it to me. You ain't got to get all this other information.
Did you sign up?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Nope. Mm-mm. I ain't going for that trick. The 5 days after you sign up for something, you be billed $7.95 a day, and then 5 days after that, they're going to bill you $50. No, buddy.
I don't know.
Not me. Get this one.
So, what can I help you with?
I'm just trying to find out who this company is and what kind of legit thing this sweepstake, whatever this is supposed to be.
A contest entry to win an
iPad. No, this is an iPad Pro with a keyboard, magic keyboard.
Yeah, you'd be entered into a contest to win that.
But see, it don't say that. It says already won. So I'm trying to figure out there's a cool thing. It says your last chance to claim this prize that you have won. I keep deleting. The more I delete it, the more they send me another one.
They're just speaking it into existence for you.
No. What they're doing is speaking up, using up my data. That's what they're doing.
But yeah, it was a contest entry.
They're taking out the contest, because if I ain't won it. Don't you can't be advertising talking about you already won, just pay for the shipping. Oh, damn, well, maybe charge you an arm and leg and two fingers. Well, all right, Miss Yolanda, I'll just go ahead and delete this one too. I just need to find out where it was.
Okay. Thanks for calling customer service.
You have a good day, lady.
You too.
Yeah.